Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Mem, Sota 48, pagination is 79. We begin about a quarter of the way down on the page, the second half of the line, V'Amar Rabbi Avahu, comments of Rabbi Avahu on the topic of humility. Rabbi Avahu says, Mireish hava amina in visano ano. Originally, I thought I was a humble person. And we'll have to see in a moment what it was that he did. But he said, I felt that I developed properly on the topic of humility until I was humbled by someone else's greatness. I saw the behavior of Rabbi Abba of Akko. The Omar Iu Chad Taima, he would say something. The Omar Amorei Chad Taima, and his translator, his spokesperson, would alter what he said and explain it differently. The Lo Kapid, and he didn't take offense from it. Amina lav in visano ano. I realized that I'm not truly a humble person. Omai an visanu say, to Rabbi Abba, what indeed was the great humility of Rabbi Abba that he considered himself to have achieved greatness in this area? De omrala divisu da amorei, to Rabbi Abba, le divise de Rabbi Avahu, the translator of Rabbi Abba, his wife, told the wife of Rabbi Avahu, the women folk were talking, Hadidon lo tzorech le ledidoch, that really the translator, the spokesperson's wife, said, my husband doesn't really need your husband to give the shear so that he could repeat it to the people. He could really give the shear himself. V'hai digochen v'zokif alei, and this that he bends over and he listens to Rabbi Avahu's shir, and then makes it look like he's repeating that shir specifically. Yikra ba'almahu da'avadle. He's just honoring him because it's appropriate to honor him. Rashi says because Rabbi Avahu was close to the king, and it's appropriate to honor him. But really, my husband could give the shir himself. Ozla devishu. So Rabbi Avahu's wife came and told him, Va'omro le'le Rabbi Avahu, and told Rabbi Avahu. This is an interesting question in Hilchas Lashon Hara, if she was supposed to or not. But that's the fact. She told her husband, Omar lo, and Rabbi Avahu's response was, My nafka lach mino, what's the difference? Mini umine yiskalis ilo'o. As long as Hashem's honor is served, and we end up giving the shear, what's the difference if it's me, if it's him, if he thinks he doesn't need me, whatever. And he did not take offense. What's interesting is that each of them was a Rosh Yeshiva. Each of them were leaders. Each of them had an Amora, a person who was their spokesperson, like their assistant, to project the information to the public, and the bad feeling that Rabbi Avahu had to deal with was that he might not be needed, and the bad feeling that Rabbi Abba de Min Akko had to deal with was that the Amora was adjusting what he was saying. And Rabbi Avahu says that Rabbi Abba de Min Akko, whose words are not being followed, and he doesn't take it personally. The Amora is giving a different explanation or whatever, and he's somehow dealing with it. That's greater than what I have to deal with, even though I thought what I have to deal with was pretty significant. Vesu, another aspect of humility of Rabbi Avahu was Imnu Rabbanan Alei Limimnaya Beresha. The rabbis wanted to appoint him as the leader above them. Kevin dechazel Rabbi Abba de min Akko, but he saw Rabbi Abba of Akko, the nefishile ba'alei chovos, that he owed a lot of money. Omalei ikarabo. Rabbi Avo said, there's someone greater than I for the position of leadership, knowing that whoever they would appoint as leader, they would make sure that he becomes wealthy. Words of Rashi, nosnin lo monos, they give him presents, uma'ashirin oso, and they make him wealthy, kidei sheyehi choshuv v'yishamu devarov, in order that he should be important in people's eyes, and they'll listen to him. They give him a certain standard of living, and presents, cash, he'll be able to pay up his debts. So Rabbi Avahu withdrew himself so that Rabbi Abba Dimin Akko could get the position. So that too was an act of humility of Rabbi Avahu, who felt that at least in this area of humility, that he had progressed fairly significantly. The Gemara continues with a particular story. Rabbi Avo v'Rabbi Chia bar Abba ikalu lahu asra. Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Chia bar Abba came to a certain place. Rabbi Avo darash ba'agadata. Rabbi Avo chose to give his speech on agada, on what people would consider more enjoyable topics. Rabbi Chia bar Abba darash b'shmaita. Rabbi Chia bar Abba chose to give a what we call a be'iyun shir, an in-depth legal type shir. Shavkua kolei amal Rabbi Chia bar Abba. People left Rabbi Chia bar Abba. They didn't go and become his following for the shir. Va'ozel legabi de Rabbi Avo, and they went to Rabbi Avo to hear this nice gishmak lecture. Cholash daite. So Rabbi Chia bar Abba, because of the low attendance, felt badly. Omalei, Rabbi Avo wanted to comfort him. So he said, Emshel lecha mashal. I want to tell you what it's like. L'mo'ad avadome. L'shnei b'nei Adam, two people, echad mocher avanim tovos, one has gems, ve'echad mocher minis sidakis, and one has utensils that you need for the house. Amikovtsin, who do you think people are going to jump to? They're going to go to the person who has the very practical things, even though the person with the precious gems is certainly dealing with a better commodity. And in that way, he wanted to comfort Rabbi Chia bar Abba and say, your lecture is certainly better than mine, but because mine was more practical for the daily usage of the home, so to speak, so people came to me. The Gemara continues, Kol Yoma Hava Malave Rabbi Chia bar Abba l'Rabbi Avo ad Ushpizei. Normally, Rabbi Chia bar Abba would follow Rabbi Avo to his host, Mishum Yikr Deve Kesa, because as we mentioned before, Rabbi Avo was close to the royalty, and he wanted to honor him because of that. Hahu Yoma, on that particular day, Rabbi Avo felt badly for Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So, Alve Rabbi Avo l'Rabbi Chia bar Abba ad Ushpizei. Rabbi Avo reversed it and said, no, today I'm going to walk you to honor you, because he wanted to emphasize that what Rabbi Chia bar Abba offers is indeed important. Va'afilu hachi, nevertheless, even though Rabbi Avo went out of his way to try to comfort Rabbi Chia bar Abba, lo itosiv daiti minei, he was not comforted from this. And we have a number of insights into a fascinating personality from the Talmudic time, a great person, a leader, a person who had a spokesperson of his own, and the different aspects that came his way in terms of personal humility, in terms of comparing how much he has achieved in the area compared to other great people, and in terms of going out of his way to try to ameliorate a slight that occurred to a colleague. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.